three lessons I learned playing miniature golf. Several years ago, I was attending a nephew's wedding, and the day before the wedding, his younger brother suggested we go play miniature golf. Unbeknownst to me, my brother Steve often played miniature golf with his family, while I had played it perhaps five times in the past 20 years. So we all went out to play on this beautiful course, and we began to play. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't long before some old childhood competition began to arise in me. Steve is older than me, and he used to cream me at numerous games we played together. To this day, I will not play Monopoly. I hate that game. Well, by the third hole, my score was way over what I would have liked it to be. While Steve was playing very nicely at this golf course, I was like 3 to 5 strokes over par on each hole. Ah! While I knew it was a game, just a game, I really didn't like making a fool of myself. So after I finished hitting the ball over the third hole, I remembered to tap. Now, I had a dilemma. Because as you know, tapping looks a little bit strange, and I was not about to openly tap while standing there in the middle of the golf course. That was not going to happen. So I decided to tap on myself in my head. And since it wasn't my turn, I took a few deep breaths, closed my eyes, and I imagined myself tapping on the points, all the while saying to myself about the feelings I was feeling. Okay, look, even though I'm feeling frustrated at how I'm playing, it's okay, it's just a game, it's just for fun. Even though I really want to do better, and I haven't been, I think I can if I just relax a little bit. Even though I'm feeling like a bit of a fool here, hitting the ball all over the place, it's okay, it's just a game. It will be fine no matter what happens. Well, I continued to tap in my imagination on whatever feelings I could come up with. Well, then it was my turn again. Shockingly, I made par on that hole, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next hole I made a hole in one. And from that point on, I made either par, under par, or just barely over. And I didn't tap again, by the way. And at the end of this game, I was the only one who hit that ball into the almost impossible shot, the hole-in-one, the 19th hole, to win a free game. I proudly handed the coupon to Steve and said, yes, in my heart. Yay, tapping. Okay, the lessons from this is, one, imaginary tapping works really well. Remember, energy follows thought, always. It doesn't matter where you are, you can relieve your negative feelings gently and easily. Once you relieve those feelings, you're in a very different place of creation with the universe. You're able to create from a space of allowing rather than resistance. So here are your action steps. If you get into a situation where you're unable to tap, say you're at a meeting at the dinner table with family or friends or whatever, just take a deep breath in and imagine tapping on yourself. Regardless of what your feelings are at the moment, just acknowledge them and tap away. This is the key point here. Recognize your negative feelings as they occur. Do something about them rather than just allowing them to stay blocked. Notice how differently you feel after tapping. Notice what things seem to change around you. Notice how you're different. Notice how others respond to you. You will be astonished if you just pay attention. Let me say one caveat about step number two above. Most of the time, we don't pay attention to what happens after we tap. And because we've moved into a new space of being, we then forget how we felt before, how life was occurring for us before the tapping. And sometimes the change is so subtle, we don't truly recognize the difference. However, if you will pay attention, you will notice the changes in both yourself and in the way you interact with the world, and you'll be astonished, I promise. Have a wonderful day, and until next time, this is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Goodbye.